Hey there, welcome to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Gen Z Frequency by Greg L. Witt and Derek Ebert. Sophie, you read this too. What did you make of it?
Hi there, Sam. Happy to be here. This one surprised me because it's not another kids these days rant. It's a deeply researched guide to a generation that's reshaping everything, and it starts by saying we need to understand their frequency.
Frequency is a good word for it. When I first saw the title, I thought it was going to be some radio metaphor, but they really mean the wavelength Gen Z operates on.
Yes, and the authors argue they're a distinct cohort, forged by a post-9/11 world, the Great Recession, and the rise of on-demand tech. That combination gives them a really pragmatic mindset.
I'm a millennial, and I felt a little called out. They say we grew up as the internet was becoming mainstream, but Gen Z has never known a world without it. Technology is an extension of their identity.
Exactly. So they're masters of visual communication. A single image or a 15-second video can carry more weight than a 1,000-word article, and they process information incredibly quickly.
That explains why they have a low tolerance for anything that feels slow or staged. The book says their attention span isn't short, it's selective. They've learned to filter out noise.
Right.
So you have to reach them with snackable content. Immediate, visually compelling, and often vertical video, like TikTok or Instagram stories.
And they're often watching a video on one device while scrolling on another. So content has to be designed to be consumed in fragments.
One of the most interesting parts for me was the entrepreneurship angle. They watched their parents struggle with student debt and job insecurity during the Great Recession, so they're financially conservative.
That's why they're so pragmatic. They want to build their own ladders instead of climbing the corporate one. The book says a staggering number of them want to start their own business.
And for brands, that means loyalty can't be bought with a salary alone. They need purpose, growth, and a sense of real impact. They want to be co-creators, not just consumers.
That ties into the authenticity piece. They're the most prolific users of social media, but also the most cynical about it. They can spot a disingenuous brand from a mile away.
Authenticity is the ultimate currency. They prefer user-generated content, influencer marketing done right, and behind-the-scenes looks. They don't want to be sold to, they want to be part of a community.
And they don't separate their online and offline lives. A brand's ethical sourcing, diversity initiatives, and environmental footprint are all scrutinized and shared instantly.
That leads to the chapter on diversity and inclusion. Gen Z is the most racially and ethnically diverse generation ever, and they see that as a fundamental strength, not a checkbox.
So inclusion is non-negotiable. They expect the brands they support to reflect the real world, and they're quick to call out tokenism or performative activism.
And they have a long memory. A single tone-deaf misstep can permanently damage a brand's reputation with them.
Another big theme is mental health. They're the anxious generation, dealing with climate change, political polarization, and economic uncertainty.
They're more open about anxiety and therapy than any previous generation. They expect employers and schools to offer support and psychological safety.
So marketing that preys on fear will backfire. They respond to hope, resilience, and community. They want to be part of the solution.
And that shows up in their buying habits. They love to shop, but their purchases have to mean something. They're less brand loyal, but fiercely loyal to brands that align with their values.
The unboxing video is a perfect example. The experience of receiving the product is almost as important as the product itself. Packaging and presentation matter.
They also rely heavily on peer recommendations and online reviews. A friend's TikTok is way more influential than a celebrity endorsement.
And they're savvy shoppers, using discount codes and cashback apps to get the best deal. But deep down, they value experiences over possessions.
For leadership, they don't respond to authoritarian, top-down styles. They want coaching, transparency, and regular feedback. They need to know the why.
That's a big shift from the old command and control model. They're also highly collaborative, having grown up in digital tribes.
flexibility and remote work are essential. The traditional 9-to-5 office feels stifling to them. They want autonomy, purpose, and a healthy work-life balance.
So the book isn't really just about marketing. It's about a fundamental shift in values, moving from broadcasting to conversing.
That's the core. The authors see Gen Z as a mirror of the future, not a problem to be solved. Their frequency is a signal, a call to be more authentic, transparent, and purpose-driven.
My biggest takeaway is that trust is the most valuable asset any brand or institution can have. Without it, Gen Z will tune you out completely.
And honestly, if you want to explore more of these ideas, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles to read or listen to in any language, and it's only $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the Gen Z frequency isn't a barrier. It's an invitation to build a more responsive, equitable, and human-centered world. We'll see you in the next one.